Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests post-holiday. I'm so glad Dr. Marty McCarry is able to join us today. The author of The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. And somebody who, one of the silver linings, if there are any, of the pandemic, came our way and is just brilliant every single time. Dr. Fauci is out there babbling at the mouth. A lot of stuff to break down. We have what's going on in China. And we have this James Woods question on Twitter that Dan found. And Dan, I think it was over 120,000 or approaching that people were asked, knowing what you know now, meaning some of this Fauci stuff, some of the public health stuff that we know now, would you still go through your vaccination process, however you want to take that, to be vaccinated at all, to be boosted, etc.? And 86% of people saying no. Full docket. Let's go to Dr. Marty here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Marty, welcome back. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us.
You too. Good to hear your voice, Tom.
So, James Woods, you know, is pretty provocative on Twitter, and I don't think he, you know, laid out like a doctor would some of the things we now know. And Twitter is what Twitter is, and the Elon Musk particularly, but it is overwhelming the number of people that said, no, I wouldn't be vaccinated or at least boosted, I guess, Marty. Now, I would. What do you say to that, though, that we've reached the point of that distrust?
Well, I think when public health officials and the White House reams through vaccine approvals at the FDA for politics, that's what happens. You lose public trust. Take, for example, this new Omicron bivalent vaccine. Pfizer convinced them and Moderna, buy 171 million vaccine doses from us and you'll be ready. Well, they didn't have the clinical data. Now they've got a stockpile of 171 million vaccine doses sitting at the White House. And only 35 million American people have said yes after almost 3 months of public health officials pounding this and urging everyone. And most of us are saying, hey, maybe this could make sense for select high-risk people who have not had Omicron, but most people are young and healthy, and the data are not there. We don't have a public clinical trial. How do we not have a clinical trial on a new bivalent vaccine this far into it? I mean, that trial result could have been out in September. So they clearly don't want to invest or don't want to disclose the real story, and that's why people just don't trust them.
It goes back further. I'm in complete agreement with you, though. It goes back further. I guess the way that I would put it, you know, it was kind of like the overall perception a month or 15 days, whatever it was said, to flatten the curve, we'll do that. But then it seemed as if the Fauci that I saw of years ago, and maybe he wasn't even Fauci then on the good side, just started to be all over the place with stuff. He was the principal person. And the more that we saw that mixed messaging on this stuff, it became very hard for people to say, I'm going to do something consequential like this. And they lost faith in this. Even if they got vaccinated, they didn't believe in it the way they might have believed in other vaccines.
Well, Fauci's primary failure is he failed to give research dollars and to do the research himself to answer the big COVID controversies. Instead, he dangled his opinion out there for months on hand washing to stop the COVID transmission. He should have done the experiment to figure out that it was airborne. He could have done that in 24 hours, but he was living in a TV studio and not showing up at work. The study just came out on vitamin D reducing COVID mortality. Well done study. It proves what many of us have suspected for a long time. Why did we get that research study done now and not 2.5 years ago? These are the fundamental failures. Rather than study natural immunity, they just told everybody, hey, it's our opinion, it doesn't work. You have to get the vaccine, even if you're a truck driver. And they floated their opinions instead of relied on science. And that's how I think they lost so much credibility.
Then over the weekend, he was on 2 or 3 big shows, and he actually said, we've been playing this morning, Dr. Marty, that, well, China couldn't be forthcoming to help the world with what was going on because they know how aggressive Trump was, and Trump had broken trust and all this. And Margaret Brennan, the person on CBS, did say to him, and he just blew past it, well, how come they won't share it with the Biden administration, who's not like Trump? We come back to his complicity in this whole thing in some way, shape, or form with China.
Well, I think a lot of public health officials have bought into party politics, and it started off with, we have to just take the opposite position of Trump. And, you know, maybe initially when Trump was not wearing a mask, he could have been a better role model in wearing a high-quality mask in certain settings. But then it became every single thing he did, you had to take the opposite position. And you couldn't acknowledge anything that was done well or right. So now here we are with more deaths under the Biden administration than under the prior administration. And the only explanation that's offered is that more variants have popped up. I think some humility could have gone a long way.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking with Dr. Marty McCarry, the author of The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Now, we're into the cold and flu season, or we're getting right pretty close to it, Marty. I see over the weekend a smattering of people saying, yeah, the mask wasn't so bad. It helped with the flu season and all this type of stuff. Do you see anything in scientific papers or in your circles of people wanting to push, and they'll say it temporarily, back to the stuff we did during lockdowns?
Well, unfortunately, if we go back to mandates, all it does is it angers people and they become closed to good ideas. So we should never go back to mandates. Unless there's people dropping dead left and right, we have to reserve martial law for times when we are in a true crisis. The public health emergency now is supposed to be for COVID, but they probably got the wrong virus. We're having far more hospitalizations for influenza, RSV infection, and other viruses. COVID is less than 5% of the true respiratory illness infections in the hospital today. So we're dealing with a real viral season right now. Pediatricians are getting clobbered with patients and kids coming in. And the reality is we just got to use common sense practices. We can't start invoking public health martial law left and right. If you're sick, stay home or be careful or wear a high quality mask, because one way masking can work, not a cloth mask. And we've got to use common sense practices. Otherwise, we're going to be living like this forever. Remember when the airlines were moved, the government said you don't have to wear a mask on airlines, and the Biden administration sued to try to keep the masks back on. No one's wearing a mask right now, and nothing's changed. We still have the baseline rate of infections. It's endemic. So I think one of our biggest challenges in the next phase is we are still overcounting COVID deaths. There are people who truly die of COVID. And that's real, but not at 300 to 400 a day. That's not what we're seeing out there.
I'm glad you drilled down to that. Yeah, we're back to that again. And one of the things that you were on top of early on are the people that were going to be most vulnerable to it. We talked about obesity and related chronic conditions coming out of that. Are they dying of COVID or are they dying of something related to that?
Well, some people don't want to know the difference. They'd like to see a total tally of anybody who tests positive who dies. And what happens is people come into the hospital for something. Let's say they're in there for heart failure. They happen to test positive for COVID because some hospitals are still using the highly sensitive PCR test. And now you've got a patient in a room with the stigma of a label literally on their door, COVID positive, beware, caution, you know, gown precautions, all this stuff. And so what happens is they get a stigma. Then when they die of COVID, it goes on the death certificate as COVID-related illness. Now, that we all know that's overcounting the deaths because when I talk to ICU doctors, they're telling me at large medical centers, I haven't seen a COVID death in months. And so how does that add up? The only way it adds up is we're overcounting the incidental positives. And if you listen to Fauci at his last press conference last Tuesday, that's the number he cites. He says, we're still having an emergency because we still have 300 to 400 people dying a day. That's really bad data.
Dr. Marty, give me an idea of who you think will replace him. I don't think there'll be anybody quite the face or voice of it. And I'm fine if we had someone that America would listen to and connect. But boy, whoever it is next is going to have a hard time being the voice. And I was just asking, who is the voice right now? Who's credible to people due to the internet and all that? There are a lot of people out there that I don't think are credible just because they are against Fauci doesn't make them right. So who gets into that void, do you think?
Well, I think the number two and number three people at his agency may replace him. We probably should have a couple people replace him. He has amassed so much power in government because he controls the media. That is, he is friends with so many reporters. I wouldn't call them journalists, but, you know, people that work in the entertainment industry over there. And when he wants to come on, he gives them a call. He gets 100 requests a day, probably. He jumps around different networks and podcasts. And, you know, he has got their – so even if he steps down from the NIH, he's going to continue to be this person that the media turns to and has given a title to, which I don't know where it comes from, the nation's top infectious diseases doctor. I don't think the nation's top infectious diseases doctor works in the government. I think they're outside the government, but somehow he got that title from the media. His job at the NIH is to give out research dollars, and he has done that in a way that has been entirely inappropriate and too late during COVID. And as a result, we have all these COVID controversies.
Without a doubt. Dr. Marty, so good to talk with you. The price we pay, what broke American healthcare, and how to fix it. Thanks for joining us, Marty.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, Dr. Marty McCarry, can't do any better than that here on a Monday around all that stuff. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. All right. It's kind of comedic, but sad. Coming up, we'll tell you who is thrown his hat into the ring to take over for Ronna McDaniel, who really, let's face it, hasn't been a big success at the RNC. When she comes on, she sounds good with us, but they're not winning. They didn't win, you know. And I want to talk about this guy and Doug Mastriano, because Breitbart's got a piece today saying, hey, crime as an issue won all those congressional seats in New York for Republicans. Why didn't it work in Pennsylvania? Well, I'll give you my two cents of why I think it didn't work here, and it should have.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's good Monday. Welcome in the Dom Giordano program. We had a slight phone problem, so side question. I know a lot of people want to get in. Give us that all-time cartoon sidekick at the end of your call in honor of Charles Schulz, who would have turned 100 yesterday. All-time cartoon sidekick. We've gotten some great ones on Twitter. All right, so Dan and I were talking about the U.S. men's team, and I'm rooting for them even more tomorrow, Dan. And look, those that sent me emails, Dan and I know they either have to win or go home. A tie doesn't work here. A nil-nil, as they say.
What a waste of time.
It's not even like kissing your sister. It's a nil-nil. Remember they used to say that? Yes.
It's wasting 90-plus minutes to have the same result that was there when
you first started. Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, I like the fact they tweaked, helped the protesters in Iran by putting up the old Iranian flag, if you will, when they put up on their social media who were playing tomorrow on the pitch. Well, the Iranian, and you might be able to find some sound of this, Dan, in Crossing Broad. The Iranian media struck back, okay? Some of these bozos who sort of speak English. I'm looking at this from, crossingbroad.com. And they're asking the American team all kinds of questions. They're saying things like, what about systemic racism in your country? What about Black Lives Matter? They also asked them about inflation. Okay? Now, the commentators at Crossing Broad, Dan, they think the way the Americans handled this was classy. I think they kind of deflected the questions, sort of. I wouldn't mind it if they got it on with these clowns and said, we both know that if you don't ask me that question, you're probably going to be in a gulag somewhere if you make it home.
I think I have the audio here, Dom.
Okay, here's a little bit of audio. And here's the point I want to make. This is the sign of a true progressive when they say, well, how could we be complaining about what goes on in Iran or take your pick or China or Timbuktu when look at all the problems we have here? If you really live in that kind of bubble, that you think this country is not the greatest in the world, flaws and all, then you should just leave. You don't get America. There is no comparison. Oh, my God, that's the ugly American. All right, so here's one of the American team members.
Tyler Adams.
Tyler Adams. And he gets a question from one of these journalists from Iran because they don't like it that we're siding, the American team on their social media sided with the protesting women. Here's how it sounded.
You say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all...
Wait a minute, buddy. I'm an American. I'll pronounce it any way I want. How do you like that, Charlie? Continue,
Iran.
Dan.
Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. That being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. I grew up in a white family with obviously an African American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that. And obviously, it takes longer to understand. And through education, I think it's super important. Like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So yeah, it's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
But wait a minute, Dan. No, that's not a good answer. You give this guy a good answer, the American team here?
I mean, what do you want him to do? You know, throw back at the Iranian journalist?
Yeah.
He's got to keep some kind of professionalism, doesn't he?
I think you could do that professionally and say, no, there's not systemic racism. No, we don't keep women out of a second-class citizenship. No, women have the same equal rights as men up and down the line. No, I think there's a place for it there when you're called out like that. I don't see it being out of bounds at all. No. I'm getting so, as much as I could get.
What he should have done, like in that answer, I thought it was appropriate if he said something along the lines of, it's important to educate and progress something unlike Iran is doing.
Fine. I'm okay like that. Sure. Yeah. What about the women in Iran? I wonder how much they've learned.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know, this idea is faulty. With all of our flaws, this is the greatest country in any kind of history, anywhere, anytime. And in comparison to these medieval, at best, societies like this, there is no comparison. Oh, come on now. That's what causes trouble. No, what causes trouble is to say there's no objective truth. And there is. So I might be watching tomorrow, Dan, more than usual, with a rooting interest in this. If the American team will then after say, yeah, that's right, we're with the protesters. You know, I wouldn't even mind if one of them ripped off Free Iran or something. Now, if it were an NBA player and he ripped off under his jersey, it said Free Hong Kong, that might be a problem with the NBA, though. You might be suspended for life.
Someone should do it, though.
Yeah. No, you know what? This is so blatant. This isn't something where, all right, we don't like Canada's policies on something, and they don't like, okay. You know, then I think politics might be overdone. Just play soccer. No, this is so clear what we're dealing with here, and I'm so tired of that, and I wonder if you are too, of hearing that mantra, well, who are we to talk? Look at this, this, and this. And for every one of those major flaws that we've had, look at what this country has done, how it's evolved, what it's created, where it is today, and where it continues to move forward. It's a ridiculous thing that allows evil in the world, like the mullahs, like Putin, like the Chinese, to continue to deflect. There is no comparison. We're on the right path. They're not. 855-839-1210. Yes.
I would respond saying, happy to answer that question. Is there anybody not from Iran or not from that country that wants to compare Iranian human rights violations with Americans? Please speak up and ask the question now.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you have to, sir, I'm from across the pond. Americans suck.
I would go eye to eye, have a conversation with that person, and completely ignore the Iranian journalist.
Well, apparently, though, Dan, word of what you and I are talking about has not gotten to Pittsburgh, the steel town. Says Fox today, the Pittsburgh School District has passed a resolution stating it would defy any legislation, including House Bill 1532, which says, this is from Republicans in the House in Pennsylvania, that teaching students that one's race or sex is inherently superior or inferior to another race or sex or that of an individual by virtue of race or sex is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously, is wrong. Pittsburgh says they're going to continue to teach that. All right, so we'll see. I don't think the bill will be passed now because of the changeover with Republicans and all, but that's critical race theory. That's what we're talking about. And that's what this Iranian Yahoo was asking about, systemic racism and Black Lives Matter. My God. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Now, Mike Lindell has thrown his pillow into the ring to be the head of the RNC. This guy was entertaining for a nanosecond that he was in there. He's an embarrassment, big time. Yet, there are people out there, there's a certain ring of people, I hope that President Trump is not one of them, that think, well, look, Dom, this Ronna McDaniel, what is she, the niece to Mitt Romney, lost and lost again, they didn't win, and all. We get that. So the pillow guy, though, being in charge of the RNC, that's going to get us back on track, all right? Think of the type of people the pillow guy wants.
I hate these people even more. The Lincoln Project reports that Trump has endorsed Lindell as well.
Well, we don't know that. Okay, yeah.
But that's so, the Lincoln Project.
Yeah, it's a Lincoln Project.
Take it for oath, yeah.
But if Trump endorses Mike Lindell, I don't care that Trump endorsed him. That's ridiculous. Well, Mike Lindell's a winner, and he'll get in there. And this guy is a bizarro land second to none. And I mention that because Breitbart's got a piece today about how in New York, Democrats were hurt on the crime issue, losing all those congressional seats. It worked there. Now, they didn't beat the governor, but they came very close. So I asked myself, that is a very liberal state, more so than Pennsylvania, right? How did they win those congressional seats? How did Zeldin do pretty well against somebody that was more difficult, arguably, in a very Democrat state? And I come back to Doug Mastriano. I come back to Doug Mastriano, I think, was such a drag on everything, and his stance on abortion was so draconian to a lot of voters that Shapiro and Fetterman were able to link Oz to that and Republicans to that. And that's why the crime issue didn't get the traction we thought it would. But we absolutely saw this in New York. The polling indicates that this became an issue, bail reform, cash bail, and Republicans benefited, and that's why they won several congressional seats that will make all the difference in the House of Representatives. I come back to this just shows me how bad the Mastriano campaign was. And the sooner we face it and see the damage that was done, the more we're going to bail on this stuff and win. Now, here's Mike Lindell. Here's Mike Lindell talking about why he should be the head of the Republican National Committee. Here's Lindell.
Can you explain how this works, the process you will go through to challenge Ronna and how you'll win it?
Right. Well, there's 168 people that vote, and there's three in every state. It's their lead, and then there's two people under them. So this is the national committee. So there's 150 and then another 18. So you have 168. Now, I have called quite a few of them. I wanted to, and I'm going to call every one of them. I'm going to personally call every single one of them. I want to know what they see. What footprint do they see that because or what problems they see. When you do that with any CEO of a business, you would want to find out, do your due diligence, take in all the information, and then here's how I'm going to fix it. And one of the things I know is that the big donors out there that are not going to give money anymore, and they've said it. They've said it straight out. Now, that can change when you have a plan, which I will have a very good plan going forward of how we fix this. And but I'm going to call each one and find out what their concerns are and address those concerns. Say, here's what I will do when I win. And I think they all realize you need a different input to get a different output. There is no reason that Ronna McDaniel should have been in there again after 2020. And I think she did it on promises that she would fix the election integrity. If you're pouring money, Emerald, into something that you're supposed to have these candidates, the ground game, and we're going to get behind these candidates put money into it. And if you do everything that traditionally might work and it doesn't work, you better find out what the variables are, what the deviations were, because, you know, if you get a different output that you don't expect, you better find out what happened. And that's what they haven't done. Also, I believe that they purposely, intentionally did not get behind candidates that were for election integrity. Anybody that spoke out for that, they did not put resources towards. And shame on the RNC and shame on Ronna McDaniel.
All right, buddy, let me step up to the plate here on the Dom Giordano Show. Nobody is for election integrity as much as I am. But that doesn't mean all these wild things that this nutbag is out there doing. 855-839-1210. Yeah, he's right. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of fights up and down the line. And it's not just quotes. This is the stupidity of it. Election integrity, it's about winning elections. So, as I see it, job one here in Pennsylvania, and I think we need a different guy to head up the state Republicans, definitely, is to up the mail-in ballot game tremendously on the Republican side. I know that's hard to accept, given this system that nobody wants that we're in. We got to do better there if we're going to win. Not by just saying the voting machines are rigged, everybody's rigged, as Mike Lindell says all over the place. All that's going to do is allow them to tar every Republican candidate. So would you want a Mike Lindell in there, and based on what? That he's a CEO that sells pillows? Yeah, he's good at that. On this, if you put the same business savvy to drilling down on the details of how to beat these progressives, an unorthodox candidate might be better than Ronna McDaniel. Yeah. Not this guy, though. Look at his track record. Look at where he's gone. This is a big mistake. Are these people going to be so desperate they'll sign off on it? I don't think so, but anything's possible. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So, boy, a big news day here. And we got Dom's Money Melody, of course, at 2:13, the staple every day for a great prize. You just heard Mike Lindell. You know, I get it. People get upset. This did not work, without a doubt. Republicans screwed up here in addition to some other factors that gave advantage to Democrats. Okay, so that means we go nuts. It's not about, quote, just election integrity. It's about the entire process of getting more of our vote to win. Rather than just going down the rabbit holes of this type of stuff that this guy has done and just been a menace in it.
There's not some to you, though, that there's a party that thinks that Ronna still kind of plays the establishment game, and having somebody in there like Mike Lindell would kind of turn things up on its head and essentially go against the establishment even further?
To a worse disaster. No, I don't want her. I'm in agreement.
Okay.
As I just said, though, you know, you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater here.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people that are edgy that are going to go after stuff versus McDaniel, who is an insider. I said niece of Mitt Romney, the whole thing. I mean, what's a pillow guy? What kind of credibility? What kind of donors are going to go with that guy? Toward what point? Also, let's face it. If Lindell is there, he's not going to be even-handed when it comes to primaries and everything else, Dan. He's got one thing in mind. He wants President Trump to be the nominee no matter what happens. Where I think growing numbers of people are looking at this in a way where there's getting to be parity, at least in some primary states, between DeSantis and Trump.
Yeah.
Do I want a guy in there that's just a DeSantis guy? No. Or just a Trump person that's going to influence this? I want somebody who's going to try to steer toward a win. Now, this guy doesn't strike winner at all. He just strikes, he's not answering anything specific in that interview because he doesn't know anything on this. Yeah, it's good he's going to call all 168 people. Yeah.
So there's always a line that you have to walk in politics, right? If you want to get anything accomplished, you can't be too out there. And Mike Lindell, I guess, is, you know, now that you're saying this, even in my eyes, he's kind of the guy that doesn't really believe there's a line that exists.
Yeah, exactly. He just believes the whole thing was stolen and he can't prove it and he's just going wild.
And I appreciate that about Trump, but he knows where and when to rein it in. And I fear that Mike Lindell may not be able to do the same.
Well, and I look at DeSantis, who doesn't let it happen. Look at what he did in Florida well before the election. He had the election police. They nabbed some people. They brought him in. They paraded in him. They sent the fear of God to you that if you cheat in this, if you're doing something fraudulent in some way, shape, or form, we're going to find out. We're going to put you in jail for umpteen years. And he didn't just bloviate it. He did it. And I think it helped, along with many other things, to win. You want to go with somebody who wins, that pushes the envelope, but is not out way outside this. And this guy, Lindell, that's just more talk. And right away, Dan, election integrity. He's constantly with the machines. And election integrity means there are things right in front of us that they're doing here in Pennsylvania. I have not had one person contradict me on Twitter or social media or email or anything else to say, yeah, you're right. We need a better mail-in ballot game. Two prompt. One, on the offense, we get more people to vote in advance, so we have parity. Two, to fight them in every way, shape, or form that they try to remove an objective standard of watching these ballots, drop boxes, etc. That has to be done at the same time. Rather than just doing forums of wild talk and wild ideas. And I'm convinced more than ever, how come in New York, the issue of crime, Breitbart's got a big piece up today, worked to secure Republican wins? Now, Zeldin didn't beat the sitting governor, but given how difficult it is in New York, he did really, really well. Why did it not work in Pennsylvania? And my answer, public enemy number one, was the Mastriano campaign. He was so far out there on abortion, it allowed everybody to be tarred with that. And it was such a bad campaign at the top running for governor, it messed up everything down below. Now, Republicans have to do a lot of things differently. I said the mail-in ballot. But I think Mastriano's campaign is something they really have to stop anything like this from happening again. It really caused tremendous damage. New York, much more liberal. The crime issue worked. Every one of these congressional candidates out on Long Island and all those, they say how it worked there. Why could it not work here better? I think it could have. Enough to get over the top to beat Fetterman, for example. But not with the drag in the governor's race. God, so hopefully we won't have to deal with that again. All right, but Mike Lindell. I know people think, yeah, well, look at Dom. This Rhonda McDaniel comes on. She's connected to McConnell and Rich Ron. We get that. Replace her. But you mean there are not other people out there? We have to just wildly go down this path and continue to chase our tail for another 4 years with this? All right, side question. At the end of your call, cartoon character. Hit us with a cartoon character sidekick. Charles Schulz would have been 100 yesterday. That was the premise. That's where this came from. Let's go to Paul in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Hey, Don. First, let me say you and Dan, y'all make a perfect team. Good show. And thanks, also, Paul. Don, I'd like to say, Don, can you please be quiet about trying to inform your listeners about what to do and what not to do? Let that albatross, Donald Trump, stay around their neck, please. I don't want you to go back down to Mega Largo, but they get ready to send you down there and get you some more of that mega jerky or some of that mega Kool-Aid. You're not reading your talking points memos there.
Wait a minute, Dan. Who gave you this paper here? Where did it come from? All right, Paul, who's your cartoon sidekick?
All right, Jerry. That's my cartoon sidekick.
Good. Tom and Jerry. That's a very good one. All right, Paul, you're in the running. 855-839-1210.
I genuinely enjoy Paul's
comments. Oh, he does, yeah.
I really do.
He's always on the edge, ready to go too far.
On the other side of things, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, he's noticing our skills in this. Now, you can't have Mike Lindell in there. Oh, my goodness. Just, I don't know who's out there. I'd have to see 8 or 10 candidates to be the head of the RNC.
What annoys me about this, Dom, is I feel like this just gives more ammo for those on the left that want to make fun
sure.
of
it. Oh, sure. I mean,
my pillow guy wants to run your party. Oh.
It's the perfect, you know, if he were just the pillow guy without the track record, Dan, of these last two elections and successful businessman, you know, Carnival Barker, but skilled. I mean, he really is. He's a big-time success. I would laugh it off and say, maybe this guy can. But the election denialism here on the extreme, rather than going after what we know are the causes of it and fighting those battles and winning on that, including getting Republicans to get in the habit of the mail-in ballot. That's where we have to take away this Democrat edge, and we have to start doing it right now. Okay, coming up, I'm not sure. There might be a Dan time with Don.
I got some for you.
Okay, we got the side question going on. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. On the good news front, at some point today, employers, Wall Street Journal says, rethink the need for college degrees. In other words, more and more positions are saying, no, you don't need a college degree for that. That is the single biggest way to take away the wild spending of colleges, big college, and to stop them. This is one of my top two things to do. If fewer jobs demand a college degree, we're going to dry up these colleges and just the artificial means they have to get people there because they want that piece of paper.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody said.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, I feel like the Trafalgar Group right now today with all these polls we have going on. I'm going to give you a quick update on what we got going on Twitter today. First off, Person of the Year voting has started. Some great results so far. The local Person of the Year, Dom, we've nominated Steve Keeley, Megan Brock, Martina White, and Eamon Brown. Currently sits 53.7% for Steve Keeley, 21.4% for Megan Brock, 20.5% for Martina White, and 4.4% for Eamon Brown. At Dom Show 1210 to vote on that poll. Dom, your quick thoughts on the Person of the Year voting as it stands.
Yeah, I thought Keeley might win, but not as overwhelmingly. And Megan Brock is a lightning rod. A lot of support for her and a lot of negativity, people coming after her. She might be filing a Freedom of Information Act as we speak.
So Megan Brock actually had a further lead on State Representative Martina White earlier in the show, but we've seen
it's close
since a 0.9% now. Yeah. Is the differential between Brock and Martina White. And how many go through to the next round?
Two will go through to the next round. Then tomorrow or the next day, I have four more of our people we've been thinking of. You can always hit me on Twitter with somebody you might think of. And then we'll have the final before the end of the week, the final four. I would predict Keeley's going to be hard to beat, but we got a couple of others.
Yeah, Keeley's been amazing, the reporting he's done for this.
I would say the contention is when we go into the national. You know, our rule usually is we don't put a President Trump in the side question.
Yep.
Did you get that, Jimmy Matthews? President Trump, not former. President Trump, future,
President Trump,
maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it just generates, that's all we talk about. So should we put him in there as a national person of the year, along with Ron DeSantis and some others?
I mean, you think of everything that we've kind of uncovered here in Philadelphia,
yeah,
with Krasner here on the,
yes,
Dom Giordano program. With somebody, without Steve Keeley out there on the streets kind of doing the reporting, his Twitter's been...
Yes.
I don't know if we would be as aware as to what's going on in Krasner's office as we currently are.
Dickens with a Twitter handle. But then Martina White is the one who actually got these, shall we say, less than skilled Republicans to actually impeach him.
Yeah.
It's shocking. I know people, what about... You don't know what an accomplishment that is, given the Republican Party in Harrisburg.
Yeah, it's a great vote. Again, at Dom Show 1210 to offer your opinion on that. Also, we love the comments coming on those. Please keep them coming. Also going on right now, a poll for what's the true Philadelphia sandwich, Dom?
Yes, you might be taking a beating on this one.
Yeah, Victor Fiorillo of Philly Inquirer, right? Is that where he's at? Sorry about that.
Philly Mag.
Philly Mag for Vic. Writes in, the true sandwich is the cheesesteak, but the roast pork should be our official sandwich. It's just a better sandwich overall. I got to agree with the guy 100%. I still think the roast pork is a true sandwich of Philadelphia, but I think it's a better sandwich.
I'm surprised that people are that defensive over the cheesesteak.
78.7% have responded cheesesteak so far. 21.3% roast pork. Again, at Dom Show 1210 to participate in that one. Dom, I got a new respect for a group of individuals out there, a group of workers. Nearly 90,000 people they traveled through Philadelphia International Airport.
Right.
As the Thanksgiving weekend ends. I got a lot of respect for those security guards out at big stadiums like Lincoln Financial Field. You think about it. There's all these delays, the security delays. 90,000 people is a lot of people, but the Lincoln Financial Field fits 67,900 people, Dom. And in the span of about an hour, they can get everybody through security, checked in, and that's a really impressive feat. And we never really think about that they are checking in a lot of people over there and able to keep us safe. So.
Yeah, particularly, too, the marijuana cloud that is above a lot of it. The last time I was shocked at how big it just the mushroom.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but it's pretty well known on this show that I vape. I vape nicotine.
Yes.
And I use a device, and I've gotten into every single stadium here in Philadelphia with that device. Haven't had a confiscated one.
All right.
Also, Dom.
Nice information, yes.
More shoppers on Black Friday and Cyber Monday this year. Do you think that's a sign of a turn for brick-and-mortar companies?
Or I thought it was the other way around. It's Cyber Monday that's going to be big. Not Black Friday was pretty dull, I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is more shoppers from Black Friday this year than Cyber Monday of last year.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't know.
We don't know the Cyber Monday stats, obviously, because it's currently going on.
Yeah,
right
why
now.
Would that be? Well, is it the first time they've been able to go shopping
since COVID?
Is that
coming out of the pandemic? Is it people...
Yes.
More financially stable if they're able to do
this? The lines, though, on Black Friday didn't look that long.
Did you get any good
midnight
deals?
Oh, no, I don't.
No?
No, I mean, never do that stuff.
Maisie and I, Maisie bought a new laptop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were thinking about getting a new TV, some great TV deals from Best Buy and Walmart, but, man, I can't believe TVs that were once like $4,000 are now like $400. It's pretty impressive, how.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing that's come down in price, it feels like, it's TVs. And finally, Dom, the FDA warns against consuming raw oysters after reported illnesses.
Well, there's good news on that.
Overrated?
I think they are overrated,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't had an oyster, and I don't,
stick your finger in your nose. You know, it's a free oyster. It's the same thing. It's like eating a booger. A giant booger.
Okay, I think daytime with Dom has
Wait,
expired.
One more, Dom. I got one more for you.
Yes.
I just saw this.
Yes.
Ford recalls over 500,000 SUVs after fires break out.
Right.
They're not electric vehicles, Dom. Fires can break out in gas-ignited vehicles as well. Just putting it out there. I like to bring every time for Dan Time with Dom, the stories about electric cars.
I find that hard to believe. I'm not going near an electric Focus anytime soon.
Okay. That's all I got for you now.
Phone lines, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210, just like Paul. Hit us with that side question. Charles Schulz turned 100 yesterday if he were alive. Great cartoonist. All-time cartoon sidekick. There are hundreds of them out there. We haven't come anywhere near yet. You can do that at the end of your call. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, too, coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
How about Scooby-Doo? Is he a sidekick or is he the main character?
I think he's the main character.
I think Scooby's the main character?
Yeah, that's the main character.
And I guess Shaggy would be a sidekick?
Shaggy is my sidekick.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. So I've been waiting. You know, this is one of the things that people talk about. I think Republicans in a long-term strategy can make hay with this in addition to everything else. And that is, what are the things that have to be done to stop big college? All right? Wall Street Journal gives us one of them that's working now. They say the tight labor market is prompting more employers to eliminate one of the biggest requirements for many higher-paying jobs, the need for a college degree. Companies such as Alphabet's Google, Delta Airlines, International Business, IBM, have reduced educational requirements for certain positions. Maryland this year cut college degree requirements for many state jobs. And incoming Pennsylvania Josh Shapiro campaigned on a similar initiative. We'll see if he does it or not. In other words, you're seeing, for various reasons, various people saying we're not going to use the college degree as something that's the bare minimum, kind of like the high school degree used to be, in order to even be considered for the job. More than 100,000 people in the U.S. have completed Google's online college alternative program that offers training in fast-growing fields such as digital marketing and project management. The majority of its U.S. roles at IBM no longer require a four-year degree after the company conducted a review of hiring practices. All right, there are two things that will stop or help to stop big college. One, if you have more fields that do not require a college degree where it's not directly related to anything, they're finding that out. That will put a dent in this. The other thing is, and this would take Republicans really drilling down on it, there's a monopoly that certifies whether or not you can become a college. I'd love to have Dom Giordano University, Dan. You could be the first provost. You and DJ can duke it out on that. But I can't, because they'll come up, where's your library of 40,000 books? Where's this, that, and the other? They really don't have anything to do with what you might actually learn that would be valuable to get a job and have a good life. That is something internal that could be done, and that monopoly could be revealed. They give a review. They give certifying power. That could be challenged. Those are just a couple of things. Of course, if schools emphasize more vocational educational training, like when we have Dave White on, who ran for governor, that's a positive way to go to. That's something to be looked at. So we'll see if Josh Shapiro actually goes through with doing something along the lines of removing a lot of college degree requirements for state jobs. All right. Why is that seen? It just kind of morphed into that. It was the American dream. It was sold that way. The high school degree, almost everybody had it. So it moved up to the two-year college, then to the four-year college. How would the world be different? Well, the more you take away the power of big college, the better off we're going to be. They'll have to curtail their indoctrination more. Dan and I are working on a guest. Let me bring it all home with this. Who's an heiress, Dan, whose mother sent her to, was it Mount Holyoke?
Yeah.
And this is a prestigious left-wing college. And what happened is the mother then got a deprogrammer for $300 an hour to drain all those progressive indoctrinations out of her. She now works on a conservative network. We're trying to get her on. Can you imagine? Could it be that bad that you need a deprogrammer? All right, big 2 o'clock hour straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.